Okay, so the most intriguing thing kind of happened today. Now, I left the house probably 7:45, or around close to that. That's about when I leave. And I get into work roughly before 8:30, but around 8:15 or so. So it was you know, I had taken a shower. I did all the things I needed to do. Usually, I had water service, and then I left. So I live in an area called King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, and this is outside of Philadelphia. This is suburbs area. Even though you might be able to hear in the car a person blasting their car radio. This is not an urban environment by any means. And so there's a lot of interesting things about this environment aside from the history. But one of the main kind of key things to talk about today is that a sinkhole developed on one of the roads that's right next to my townhouse community. And the townhouse community is, there's only like 20 townhouses, and you know, it's two sections of 10, and it's not a very big townhouse community, but it is there along this road called Crooked Lane. And a sinkhole developed, and from what I heard, a truck was coming along the road and got stuck in the sinkhole, and obviously the weight of a truck was enough to create a problem. Somehow, in other places, I don't know if it happened at that spot where the sinkhole developed, but a water main burst, and so the water service has been turned off in the area, at least around where we are, and you know, it's a big old problem. And so it happens to be where the sinkhole and the work that they're doing, they're digging up for the pipes, is right in front of the road that leads to my small townhouse community that I live in. And so it's kind of weird how I'll be able to get to and from the you know, from the road. So I was told by the friendly gentleman that's kind of there working the problem, he said that you'll be able to leave you know, either now or later, and in the morning, if there's some trucks in the way, just let somebody know, and we'll move the vehicles. So I should be able to park in my residential area. There's a small farm. I'm not really sure what it is. I think they just grow berries or something. But they apparently plowed away a little small area for us to park on. So I'm kind of circling around the whole area and coming around the other side of this road, and see if I can just park, you know, in park in my parking spot, I guess I should say. So I'm kind of in the process of doing that, and I will, hopefully I'll be able to take some pictures, and hopefully they won't get too upset at me, and I'll be able to kind of maybe do a video, or maybe I'll just put them up on Flickr, and I'll link to them maybe along with this this post on Twitter. But first, I'll probably post this up, and then I will do sort of the video stuff. But I have to edit the podcast tonight. So I've rambled on for a long time, long enough. And wow, big sinkhole developed right near where I live. And pretty crazy. And interesting week for me, at the very least. I didn't really tell anybody at work. I kind of told one of my coworkers, but I don't think he was really listening. And yeah. So the interesting stuff to come is my roommate has a cell phone, but he typically leaves it at home. He doesn't carry it with him. Certainly didn't carry with him today, I don't think, because I wasn't able to get a hold of him. I just left him a voice message, and I have a feeling by the time he figures out what's going on late tonight, and in his dismay, maybe he won't even show up because he doesn't know what's going on. You know, part of me thinks is, what's the purpose of a cell phone if you don't carry it around with you, at the very least in your car or something, and make it accessible, right? So we'll find out. He'll find out, of course. And that'll be interesting. But I have the podcast to go edit tonight, and I have to do that. And I will be without water. Certainly have a lot of water bottles. They've given out some water, and so I have that stuff. but I won't be able to shower. I was thinking that maybe I probably won't get much sleep, and if I don't get much sleep, I will probably head down to the gym, and then I will make my way into work after that experience, and so I'll shower there. I also talked to my stepbrother, and certainly I could crash at his place, but I have a lot to do tonight, so I need to kind of get to that, and I will figure out the rest of it, I suppose. It's going to be an interesting evening. Hopefully, what they say is true, that they'll turn it back on sometime by late tonight, by morning. So we'll find out. But I have plenty of bottled water, and I'm driving some more home because I bought some on the way home out of my own needs, not just because of this scenario. So again, I rambled a couple more minutes, and I'm going to stop. So everyone, thank you for listening to my interesting scenario and tale about the sinkhole near my house that blocked the road, that's keeping me from, well, soon won't keep me from parking in front of the house. But nevertheless, I will be without water service for hopefully no less than late night evening. Well, hopefully no less than a few hours, but I don't think that's likely. So, till then, everyone, have a good one. And maybe there will be more to talk about, or maybe a video or something later to help me share this interesting scenario with you. Okay, I'm going to stop rambling. Everyone, bye-bye.